Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Biden and former President Trump both had huge nights. Yep. Now it's pretty much certain that we're going to have a rematch between Biden and Trump. At this point, the only thing that can stop them is a flight of stairs. How's that? Yeah, after the results came in, both guys threw big victory parties with confetti made from shredded classified documents. It was fantastic. Hey. Touching. Yep, Trump won every state, but Vermont, and Biden only lost to the territory of American Samoa. Meanwhile, Trump thinks American Samoa is a Girl Scout cookie.
I like to freeze them. No.
I don't understand the places that aren't states. So they get to vote. So somebody won that you've never heard of. They're in American Samoa. That's how not connected to the United States they are. That they vote for somebody that's not even the president of the United States. Do they pay taxes? Or are they getting some of my tax money? They get to vote. I don't know any of these things.
I know. It's the classic example of something I learn over and over again, then forget because I don't care.
Right, but it's weird. It's kind of weird.
It is. And of course it is.
And Are they only not a state because we like 50 as a round number? That's the other thing I've always wondered.
to some extent, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Guam is an outpost of the U.S. military. Right, they get all sorts of tax dollars and, you know.
So State of the Union address tonight, which I think is basically just a campaign speech now that it's solid that it's Biden versus Trump. So Biden will be up there talking. We'll see if he falls over or loses his mind. And then Trump is going to be, he says, fact-checking in real time on Truth Social, if you want to take that in. So.
Yeah, right. Super. Speaking of issues and speeches and that sort of thing, digging deeper into the Wall Street Journal poll that just came out, the issues that are most important to people, for no other reason than to show what an incredible contrast there is between what people actually care about and what the media tells them they ought to care about.
Awesome.
Stay with us.
Hold on. I got to change the air conditioner because I'm about to tell a story that's going to make me mad and I'm going to get hot.
Here's a little teaser, Rooney, for you. Guess what percentage of people think that climate change, or say that climate change is the most important issue to them?
I can't wait to hear that. I love that sort of thing. So I took my son to the dentist yesterday, specifically to talk to an orthodontist about getting braces. Now, I am not a teeth have to be straight guy. I know a lot of people are. That's your choice. I'm not criticizing it. I don't understand why we all became so obsessed with straight teeth. You watch people from other countries, like developed first world countries, like Great Britain or France or these places. Lots of people have not perfect teeth and aren't perfectly white. But we, for whatever reason, have decided every kid's teeth have got to be perfectly straight and just ridiculously white. And if you want to spend your money on that, and if you think it's important, it's fine. I had somebody tell me that I was doing something awful, given the fact that I can afford it, that I'm not doing the same thing for my kids. It'll hold them back in their lives and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know if I'd buy that or not. And then the other thing with the whole dental world is, as I've come to learn over the years, and I don't think I knew this before, I don't think it was always this way. The whole upsell thing with dentistry that doesn't exist in other medical practices. When I got my gallbladder out, they didn't say, you know, while we were in there, we gave your, we just figured you'd probably want a spleen shining, and that's $200, and then we could sign you up for this. And just, you just get whatever done you're going to get done in other medical realms. But at dentistry, and a lot of dentists become famous for this, they come up with all kinds of different things that they want to do to you or say you need. And it's really expensive, and insurance might not cover it, and blah, blah, blah. So I go in there realizing that upselling is a thing in the world of dentistry. And the reason I took my youngest son is he does have some, like, really crooked teeth that are seriously going to be a, you know, you can't chew, or this is going to cause a real problem in the future. I mean, this is a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm surprised that insurance doesn't cover that. I understand why insurance doesn't cover just cosmetic. You want to have straighter teeth, but if your teeth are like really gnarly, I'm surprised it doesn't cover more of it, because the bill that they told me I might get hit with was extraordinary. Anywho, so we do all this. He gets the x-rays and everything like that. My son is sitting there in the chair, and the dentist, orthodontist, whatever he is, comes in there and starts looking at the pictures and the chart and everything like that, and sits down in front of my son, Henry, and starts, he's got this little model here of teeth, and he starts explaining to my son the two different kinds of braces. And he said, we've got this kind, this is a metal kind here, and blah, 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 blah. No, the advantage of this kind, the Invisalign kind, is that this is, and I thought, why is he talking to him and not me? This is weird. And he's going on to my son and explaining why there are advantages to this one over that one. And I thought, what is going on? And I said, could we have this conversation between you and me? Would that be all right? And he said, this is the way we always do it. And then he goes back. He doesn't even look at me. He goes back to looking at my son and saying, if you have this kind, food is going to get stuck in there and it could cause this. But if you get this kind, I said, wait a second. I want to have this conversation between you and me. And he said, no, it's all right for him to be here. So I said, no, it's not. No, I want this conversation. And now I'm getting hot. Now I'm hot. I've asked politely. I want to have this conversation between you and me. And he just bowls me over in front of my kid, and I am freaking hot.
Oof.
And I know exactly what he's doing. I said, I know what you're doing. That one's more expensive than this one. And you're explaining to my son why it would be better to have them. And then I'm going to be in the uncomfortable position of maybe saying no to that. I know what you're doing. I'm in sales, too. I said, I want to have this conversation without my son here. By the way, my son later says to me, Dad, you looked like that guy thought you were going to kill him.
I've seen that look, and yes, he probably did.
Anyway, so my son does leave and goes to the other room, and I said, come on, dude, don't do the sales pitch in front of my son. I'm the one with the insurance. I'm paying the bill. I'm the one that's got to make a decision. Don't explain to him how this one is so much better and less painful, and then tell me what the bill is, because it was $3,000 out of pocket more for that one. And then I've got to go tell him, no, we're going to do the other one. That's not cool. Well, this is the way we do it. I don't care if you do it that way with everybody.
I'm sure that's the way you do it for the very reasons I've just enunciated.
Right. I said, I know what you're doing. This isn't cool. And I was super hot and everything like that. And his hands were shaking at this point because I was hot. Mostly because my kid was involved. If it had just been, I can handle a sales pitch. That's not going to make me mad. We've all had a million sales pitches, and I'll either say yes or no, or I might even say, look, I know what you're doing here. But the whole ignoring me and only talking to my kid thing was just, I was pissed off.
Wow.
So that's why I'm calling this segment, Am I the A-Hole? How out of line was I?
Michael, it would be so helpful to have audio and or video.
Yeah,
it
sure would.
If somebody had stuck a cell phone in your face.
Well, I'm not trying to hide the fact that I was hot. I was hot. And I'm going to call back today and apologize for getting so loud with the guy. Although I do think I was not technically technically incorrect. I probably went further than I needed to. Although, freaking don't use my kid that way. Oh, that
and
makes
then
me mad.
Disrespect me in front of the kid?
Oh, right. And right. Oh.
Now you're going to end up yelling at him more if you call back.
Oh, I was mad. Oh,
so I need I'm a high information voter. I need a little more info before I vote. When you say you are loud with him, could you be heard in the hallway?
Yes. Yes, I could.
Could you be heard in the waiting room?
I don't think only because we're too far from the waiting room.
People and could you be heard on the other side of the street across even in spite of the traffic noise?
Did anybody call the police?
Yes, Hanson Michael? Wants to know if you stuck your finger in his chest a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, chest jabbing. Points. Extra points for chest jabbing.
Yeah. So my son and I went and ate lunch right afterward. And I ended up having a good conversation with him because I told him that I shouldn't have lost my temper like that. And I'm going to apologize to the guy. And I said, I hate apologizing, but I got to do that. And my son said, well, yeah, I don't like apologizing either because it makes you, it's weak. And I said, it's not weak. The weak thing is to not apologize. The hard thing that takes courage is apologizing. It's not easy to do. So I hope that was some lesson in there, maybe somehow. And I said, I wasn't wrong, but I didn't need to raise my voice like that. And he said, you look like a starving lion, and he was the antelope that was wounded. That's what it looked like.
Kid has a gift for metaphor. Wow. So are we going to have an actual vote here, or is it just a text? 415-295-KFTC. Let's open it up to the people, Jack.
Exactly, because that's always a fair and unbalanced and unbiased jury.
Yeah.
And I've told the story 3 times now since it happened, and each time I get worked up again about, don't you freaking do this in front of my kid. I asked nicely, could we have this conversation without my kid in the room, and you denied me twice. F you, dude.
Yeah, see, I think the voting is difficult to do, having not witnessed it. And Katie, you're certainly welcome to weigh in, just because on the facts, I think you are 100% justified. And I think up to a certain level of vehemence was deserved. But since I wasn't there, I don't know
I guarantee I went further than
unhingedness.
Oh, yeah, I was into unhingedness. Definitely.
Oh,
no, yeah.
Okay. See, that was the detail that I was missing, because part of me is thinking you don't even owe him an apology based off of what he did that you described. I mean, ignoring you and just addressing your kid.
Nah, I was pretty hot. Although, again, I say, don't effing do that.
Oh,
dude.
See, I recommend the apology wait for a period of time.
Yeah.
More extended cooling off.
Yeah, maybe, I think Katie's right. You don't owe him an apology.
Maybe I call back 5 years from now. Hey, you remember the crazy bald guy who yelled at you and frightened you? That was me.
Oh, yeah. We talk about that all the time.
Are you still upselling people in front of their children and putting them in the uncomfortable position? I'm sorry, I got mad again.
You mother scratcher.
You know what you should do? You should write a letter, because then you can delete, edit, and then just send them a little note. Like, hey, sorry about what happened there the other day, but again, you crossed my line.
I am contemplating just going somewhere else and telling them, look, I don't appreciate the way you do business. That trying to sell my kid and putting me in the position of having to say no to my child.
That's what I do.
Hoping that I'll pay the extra rather than, but dad, he said this one will hurt.
I guess I'd kind of subconsciously assumed that was going to happen.
At least as of now, elsewhere. I'm going to go back. And he's like most salesmen. You can't hurt a salesman's feeling. Most salesmen have no feelings. They're just lizards. Right. They're lizards just trying to get as much money from you as possible. I didn't hurt his feelings. He just thought, hey, I got another one. I sold the expensive one on.
Should have seen the kid light up when I talked about how these ones weren't going to hurt and they're clear.
Oh, yeah. He was really digging the one that hurts less.
Michael, I wouldn't say he's hinged now, honestly. Where were we? This conversation has grown scattered. Wow, an uncomfortable... They probably got a poster of you up in the waiting room. This man is banned for life.
No. I'm sure I walked out and they thought, got another one. Convinced him and the kid. Yep.
Yeah, that one squealed a little bit, but he'll be back with his checkbook open.
Exactly. Wow, it is expensive. So if you got three, four kids and they all need braces around the same time, I've heard people talk about this my whole life. That's a buying a new car chunk of money. Paying cash for a new car chunk of money. Not minor. Anyway, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Good friends at Simply Safe Home Security don't want your stuff to get ripped off. It's crazy, all the crime now, especially in the blue parts of the country. You and your loved ones deserve the protection of the best home security system of 2024, according to U.S. News & World Report. And that is, of course, Simply Safe.
Yeah, so 24/7 professional monitoring, less than $1 a day. Yeah, less than $1 a day. And you can install it yourself. No special tools or anything. Now, if you don't want to do it, you can have the professionals do it for you, which is pretty cool. But with the 60-day risk-free trial, hey, if you don't love it, return it. There's no risk here.
And you customize it for your home and the things you want to protect against. That 24/7 professional monitoring is just, it means everything. And the prices are so reasonable. Price just got more reasonable, too. Our listeners get a special 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Click away at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
That poll Joe was telling us, the poll Joe was telling us about, which sounds so interesting. And your responses to my story next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
A lot of basically, for once, you're not the a-hole, for once.
I'm so sorry.
Because I tell these stories often. I just told a story about being at the dentist with my son yesterday, and usually I am the a-hole. But listen to this one. You were not incorrect, Jack. I was told my kid needed a baby tooth pulled. I said, could we give it time to come out on its own? He then addressed my 11-year-old anxious kid and said, is there a reason your mom wouldn't want you to have the best care for your teeth?
Holy cow. That he might need some care for his teeth.
Yeah, this guy was adjacent to that yesterday, I thought. When I questioned the dentist, he asked if I would leave the room. Oh my God.
About to loosen yours, son.
The fact that the guy never even looked at me this whole time, where you're talking about this incredibly expensive procedure. What?
I think you were restrained in your reaction.
Yeah. All right.
So, it's no secret that the number one issue for Americans these days is immigration. According to a big new Wall Street Journal poll, they asked, what is the most important issue when thinking about who you'll vote for in the 2024 presidential election? I always think picking one issue is kind of silly. What am I most worried about? Heart disease or arthritis? I don't know. I've had a couple of joint replacements and I'm a good candidate for heart disease. Yes is the answer. Both, but I'm not allowed to. Having said that, by far the number one is immigration. 20%. 14% said the economy in general, whether growth, recovery, other economic issues. Probably inflation. Why isn't that in that list? But anyway.
That's tough. I'm not even sure how I would answer if somebody asked me what's the number one issue. That's just... It's an odd question.
It is. It's artificial. Although I suppose you could argue that in terms of a presidential vote, there may be one thing that's stuck in your craw that motivates you more than anything else. But anyway, then we drop under 10%. Abortion, abortion's rights, etc., 8%. And honestly, that could be some pro-lifers, too, I suppose. Democracy, preserving democracy, the Republic, the Constitution, 8%.
8%.
Anti-right-wing ideology, stopping Republicans, the far right, fascism, Trump, insurrectionists, 5%.
Well, I'm noticing one issue that has still not even shown up at 5%.
Yeah, inflation as separated from the economy is another 5%. I think that's artificial. That's a fundamental part of the economy, which would boost right. it up to 19%, by the way, in essentially a tie for number one. Honesty, integrity, leadership, 4%. Freedom and rights, liberty, personal rights, 3%. Government spending, the national debt, 3%.
Ouch.
We're doomed. We're doomed, but moving along. Foreign policy in general, 2%.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting for it. Greta, you've been waiting for it. Climate change, 2%.
How wow. dare you?
2%.
The media and, like, a lot of my favorite pundits act like it's right up there with immigration and the economy, climate change. No, it's nothing.
This and interestingly is enough, wrong.
All right, just raise your hand if you want to comment there, sweetheart. And then taxes is 2% as well.
Wow. Keep that in mind. That is wow. really interesting. Mike Lyons on what's going on in Ukraine and the Middle East and a variety of places coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Since January, there have already been 4 large-scale U.S. and British joint airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, including 150 missiles and launchers, which appear to have done little to slow down the Houthis. The Houthi missile attacks aimed at commercial vessels and U.S. Navy ships have happened almost daily.
Almost daily since our retaliation, and despite the president saying, don't. As Martha Raddatz reported on ABC News, yesterday was the first time a Houthi attack has killed anybody on one of those ships. 3 crew members on a Liberian ship dead. The U.S. is headed there with more help, I guess. I don't know what we're going to do to slow this down. One of the most important shipping lanes in the entire world.
A troubling number of hotspots around the globe, including that one Jack just mentioned. Let's talk about it with CNN military analyst Mike Lyons. Mike, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be back.
Well, so far, our deterrence has not deterred anything. What now?
No, it's not really even deterrence. I know we're going after some of the targets there, and we've taken away a significant amount of their military capability, but they still seem to have enough to leak through. We saw the incident happen yesterday where three were killed, and we see the Indian Navy getting involved also in rescuing some of the members here. But for all practical purposes, that pathway is blocked. Supply chains continue to be disrupted. Costs continue to climb. Other countries around the region remain affected. And until perhaps maybe other countries will put more pressure on them. But the Houthis are wild cards, and they have this military capacity, and it's going to take us completely degrading it, us and our allies completely degrading it, in order for us to, let's say, the Red Sea gets open again.
Sounds kind of old-timey to be talking about this, but the free navigation of the ocean's waters has been one of the prime movers in history, and it seems like the global economy is not going to put up with this sort of interference with that forever. What would a serious response look like?
Well, I think that the way it's going, first of all, we saw a ship hit and we saw an oil leak and we saw that take place, but it's likely taking, impacting China, impacting other economies. This is not, the Houthis are claiming this is against the United States and Israel, but you saw the nationalities on board of that ship that they attacked. It's Vietnamese, Sri Lankan, Filipino, and more of the, kind of the, Eastern, Asian countries there. What's that going to take? It's likely, more or less these other third world countries deciding that they need the help from the U.S. and real just leadership. There's not a coalition really in there that's deciding to go after on a consistent basis every 6 hours, launching sorties in the air to destroy and go hunt down these ballistic missile capability that the Houthis have. And because the downside is that they're hurting that country themselves. That Yemen is one of the most impoverished countries there exists as well. So there's just no upside to any of the situation right now.
Well, broadening out from just the Houthis, I don't know if you saw Tom Friedman's column in the New York Times. He was over in the Middle East for about a week reporting and all these different groups that are backed by Iran, and him specifically saying backed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And Tom Friedman stated that we might say we're not at war with them, but the Revolutionary Guard feels like they're at war with us.
Yeah, no question. And we've seen some of the attacks on the land-based forces inside of Iraq and Syria diminish. But what I'd like to see us do, there's an Iranian navigation ship that's in the area there that's likely what the Houthis are using for intel collection and spotting and the like. And they're aligned with them in order to be successful with their missions. So we warn the Iranians, once again, that if that doesn't stop, we're going to put that ship to the bottom of the sea. And we've done that in the past. Ronald Reagan did that in the 1980s. But this administration just does not want to admit any kind of conflict with Iran. I don't know what we're holding out for, because they continue to push nuclear capability down the road, and that's the future conflict. That's what's getting kicked. That's the can getting kicked down the road here, is this conflict between Israel and Iran, and once the Iranians have that nuclear capability.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a shot after shot at the lack of leadership from the Biden administration, but I was about to turn to the increasing belligerence of China, especially vis-a-vis the Philippines, ramming their boats and right, blasting their sailors with water cannons. And we are bound to defend the Philippines. If they are attacked, you would think you would want to nip this in the bud.
Yeah, this administration, history is going to show that it just doesn't have any priority, and it's, they'll try to claim that everything is a priority, but we all know when that's the case, and nothing is a priority. I don't really know what it is. It's the whipsawing of the Israeli government, for example. We tell them they're over the top, and then we don't necessarily provide them the military assets to get some of that humanitarian aid. Same thing what's happening in China. We've kind of drawn this line there of not defending our allies in the region. I think they're really concerned about that, and then. And everything's a half measure when it comes to all these other acts of deterrence. And what's happening still in Ukraine remains a situation there that, I think 90 to 120 days as they run out of artillery ammunition, they're firing it at a faster rate than we can resupply and the rest of the world can. So if the United States doesn't get and show leadership internally and get that situation resolved, I think that's going to go downhill very quickly too. So there's just no priority from this administration. We'll hear a State of the Union tonight. We'll find out maybe something, but everything's a half measure, and the whipsawing going back and forth, I think that's what history's going to show this administration.
Speaking of Ukraine, a Russian missile hits 100 yards away from Zelensky yesterday. Do you think they were targeting him specifically, or just a coincidence?
No, I think coincidence, but still, that target in Odessa there is the next kind of strategic, targeting that Russia will make right now, as they're going to continue, as they've seen gains now on the land going to the north and to the east. What they'll try to do is spread their influence along that coastline, and Odessa is that last city. That's the only one, really, that Ukraine has kind of held on. It's the only way they will have any commerce when this is over. And so Russia now attacking that, I think it's more coincidence. But again, let's say, the Greek prime minister is killed in something like this. Then what happens? Then what happens to the rest of the world as we go here? You're seeing more anger from Europe. You saw the French president potentially talking about NATO countries going in, individual countries going out. I'm not sure what that was all about, but nobody really puts their money where their mouth is just yet. And a lot of it just doesn't have a lot of it is about capability. There's only one country that can really save the day here, and that's a $60 billion backstop from the United States that doesn't send money to Ukraine, but what it does is it allows Ukraine to buy from the U.S. arsenal and helps American jobs. So there's a win-win in that environment, top to bottom.
I think it's notable and worth mentioning that if you were to ask the European countries, will Putin emboldened go further? They're unanimously a yes, but there seems to be a lot of skepticism in the States. Jack, do you have more on Ukraine with Mike? CNN military analyst Mike Lyons on the line. Mike, I wanted to segue to Israel real quickly, and putting aside morality or how palatable any of this is, just from a historian's perspective, this looks like, when you combine what's going on with Gaza to the Israeli settlements are expanding in the West Bank, just the nature of the way the war is being conducted, this is one civilization saying we can no longer live with another one, at least with any power right next door to us. This is something like total warfare.
I think so, and we're both sides talking past each other. And when the U.S. continues to talk about rules-based orders and two-state solutions, I mean, that's gone. That's not happening. And Israel is not stopping until they find an Hamas leader or somebody that stands up and says, we surrender, and these are the conditions, and this is how it's going to go forward. They're not going to put up with anything less than that, as we're seeing, and until other Arab nations decide to get involved, and they don't care if the conflict spreads and goes a little further, if it's going to take every last Palestinian, that's what their mentality is. And so it is. It is total war from their perspective, and they're doing what they can in order to keep civilian casualties at a minimum. But as long as Hamas keeps hiding behind civilians and hiding things in hospitals, I don't see them. They're not stopping again until they get some kind of surrender.
Military analyst Mike Lyons. Mike, thanks a million for the time. Really interesting. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
There was more politics and editorializing about it in that segment with Mike Lyons than we usually have, criticizing the current administration for not doing enough. Well, this Gallup poll came out yesterday. When it comes to foreign policy, only a quarter of Americans think the U.S. is respected throughout the world. A quarter of as many think the U.S. is respected throughout the world as it was 3 years ago. It's dropped that much.
Great Scott.
3 years, coincidentally, the amount of time Joe Biden has been president.
Well, what a great example of, we've come to that conclusion, we've stated it. Everybody believes it, but the media continues to pretend that's not clearly the case.
Right. Only about one quarter of Americans, 27%, think the U.S. is as respected throughout the world as it was 3 years ago. 67% it says it is not. That is significant. Wow. Joe Biden, I've called him the P word. Is it just that? Or is he just a scared to do anything guy? Yeah, but what if this happens or what if that happens? Which obviously is a stupid way to look at warfare, because bad things are happening whether you do something or not.
Yeah, I just think he is of the personality type that is very indecisive. He finds it very difficult to damn the torpedoes and go full speed ahead. You can portray it as a moral failure or just a quirk of personality or whatever, but it's clearly true. I remember Jimmy Carter, who apparently will live forever, saying at the end of the Obama double administration that he can't think of a single relationship that's better off that the United States has around the globe. at the end of Obama's two terms, which I think was a pretty accurate statement. And now you've got this practically universal perception. I mean, if it's 75% of Americans who believe anything, it's close enough to universal, who believe we're much less respected than we were 3 years ago. I would suggest the Democratic brand is really suffering in terms of foreign policy, but they continue to be the we'll take other people's stuff and give it to you party. So, you know, that carries them through.
We ought to take a break, but I agree with Mike Lyons. I mean, what is the inevitable battle between Israel and Iran, or Israel slash the United States and Iran, what does the administration think is going to happen? I mean, do they think they'll just go away on its own somehow? Or I don't even know what their plan is.
I've used the phrase passive their way out of this to describe Portland and Antifa and a lot of different domestic issues. I think that may be the best descriptor of the way Joe Biden thinks problems get solved. We'll just be nice and passive and not do anything scary, and everybody will come around and it'll be okay.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to work out that way.
No, it won't. No, they won't. Signed history.
We got a few more entertaining texts about people's experiences with dentists and whatnot. Maybe we'll get to those, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
A medical journal recently published an article about a 62-year-old German man who has reportedly received more than 200 doses of the coronavirus vaccine. And if you're wondering what effect that has on a person, he used to be a 29-year-old French woman.
What?
Speaking of medical things. So I told a story at the beginning of the hour about taking my son to the dentist, and I got mad because the dentist was explaining why one kind of braces were much better than the other kind to my son, not to me, to him only, like no paying no attention to me. And I knew that the much better one was going to be more expensive. So he's laying on the sales pitch to my son with the whole plan of then my son's going to say, well, I think we ought to get that one. Well, I'm sure you do. And it's $3,000 out of pocket more. So I didn't like him using my son's emotions as a tool. I asked if we could have this conversation without him. He ignored me. I got hot and lost my temper. Anyway, that's get the podcast if you want to hear the whole story. Armstrong and Getty on Demand. We got a bunch of texts, kind of variety of things around it, and just somebody saying, "Look, my wife was in the dental business. They're all crooks." Well, they're obviously not all crooks, dentists, but a lot of upselling in the world of dentistry. You just got to go in there knowing it's not like going to the regular doctor where they're not trying to sell you anything extra, really, ever.
Wow, that's I'm so lucky. I've had two dentists in the last 30 years. They've both been great.
I took my daughter to, how do I get this to go away? I took my daughter to an oral surgeon for a consultation and he tried to sell me an eye lift. That's pretty funny.
Wow. Hey, Baggy, I got an idea for you. Did you just call me Baggy?
I don't think it was just an upsell, said this person. You just experienced an insidious part of California culture. People in positions of authority separating the parent from the child and acting as if the child is the one in charge. It's an us against your parents form of communication. I don't know if that's what was going on. I mean, that's what he was doing. I don't think it was for the same reasons the schools do it, but...
Yeah, that's an interesting connection, though, friend. Well played. I know that's a critical part of neo-Marxism. Get the kids, separate them from the parents.
I suggest finding another dentist. A lot of them are into upselling. I went to a new dental dealership that opened in my local shopping mall. They're going to charge me $27,000. Yes, $27,000 out of pocket for a variety of things. I went to a different dentist and ended up paying $1,400 out of pocket.
Wow.
The other place was all laser this, laser that, all kinds of new technology. And yeah, that's a pretty big difference.
Or you just hop down to Tijuana and have it done for $80.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people talk about going to some other country. Go to Japan or South Korea, where they have extremely affordable orthodontists. They did this. You get your dentures done by your kid over there, do a little vacation. It's super cheap, and then you just do the maintenance back here. Why would it be so cheap for a foreigner to show up and...
That's funny. I was just reading that there's a lot of medical tourism to Thailand as well. I have a friend who spends part of the year there. And evidently, you can get excellent private medical care and operations and whatever for a fraction of the price you pay here. So it's well worth the cost of the plane fare. I mean, it's a fraction of what you'd pay.
Right. But so are we just paying flat too much for braces and always have been?
Yeah, there could be a number of factors at play, including malpractice insurance and whatever. But I don't know enough to really comment.
This is an interesting one, kind of a separate topic a little bit, but. FU is right. That is your kid. I did that with my son's doctor when he turned 13, and the doctor had the nerve to ask me to leave so that they could talk about sex. That's my kid, a-hole. Yes, I was asked to leave and was escorted out by security. Don't mess with my kids.
Yeah,
so your hair. So they ask you as the parent to leave so they can talk about sex with your kid. Wow. Nice.
Well, you've heard certain spokesholes of the left actually say out loud, parental rights only exist as far as the government says they do. The only reason you're allowed to have a relationship with your child is because the government lets you. Do you remember that screed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just think in this particular dentist thing I was with yesterday, it was just a simple sales.
Clearly.
I want the kid. I'm going to use the kid's emotions on you and your emotions.
The kid's fears, obviously.
To play on your emotions. That is so not cool.
As we continue to follow up on previous topics this hour, we were chatting about the big new poll from the Wall Street Journal that, among other things, asked people what's the number one issue you're concerned about. There are quite a number of choices. Number one clearly was the immigration, although if you combine the economy with inflation, that was in a virtual tie, not surprisingly. But they gave a bunch of different choices, and I've got to admit, it goes down to, 2% said this, 1% said several different issues. Right down there at 0%, not a single damn person cares the least about unity, bipartisanship, bringing the country together.
Wow. 0% interested in bipartisanship.
Or at least said that was the most important issue.
Oh, man.
United we stand. Oof.
If you missed a segment or an hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.